money from either one of the governor's incentive funds, the Emerging Technology Fund or the Enterprise Fund?
We're in the process of talking to the state about incentives, but we viewed it as clearly College Station, Texas was a great place for our principal U.S. Operating headquarters, and we have confidence that the state, through its programs, there'll be the appropriate incentive, so we didn't wait for those to make the decision.
So there likely will be incentives down the road, but they're not.
I would expect there'd be incentives. You know, there's some wonderful programs in Texas that we expect to apply for.
And you said that obviously the business climate here was a key reason in making the decision to come to Texas specifically in the College Station. What can you get here that you couldn't get where you are now?
So a combination. Obviously, having Texas A&M here is very important, both from a recruiting standpoint and also just creating an environment in the community that is very attractive to skilled professionals such as the employees we have. That's certainly one piece of it. Certainly, the cost of living in Texas for our employees and the sophistication that exists here makes it a very attractive place to recruit and retain people. And certainly from a corporate level, you know, the incentives that are available, the general business climate of being able to move quickly, be agile, is certainly attractive. So it's a combination of all of those things that influenced our decision to move to College Station for our principal U.S. headquarters operations.
It sounds like you're saying it's more about what you had to offer here than what wasn't available back home.
I think it's part of what was here in terms of the community as well as the business environment.
Okay. And you said this a little bit during the press conference, but you're expecting to ramp up. Can you give us a little bit better idea of sort of the investment and the time frame we're talking about? Is it, you know, as you get going, what kind of investment might we be talking about? And, you know, I understand it's sort of a fluid situation.
Sure.
Just so we have a little
So over the next, we have about 2,000 employees in Texas today,
okay,
including a couple hundred here in College Station. We expect to increase our headcount in Texas by at least 750 over the next 3 years, and I hope a whole lot more than that. And a portion of those will be here in College Station. How many will be in College Station? We don't know yet. Certainly, we'll be moving some of our corporate functions here for the U.S. And we're also seeing interest in our clients and having us service them from College Station because they realize some of the benefits of this location. So we know at least 750 for all of Texas, hopefully more. And College Station will certainly be measured in the hundreds. How many hundreds? Time will tell.
But those are all new jobs, right? Some of those relocations.
The vast majority will be new jobs.
Okay. That takes care of me.
I'm sorry to be so basic at the beginning,
please.
But let's start with what Cognizant is and what it's and what it does and how moving to College Station is going to amplify what the company is doing.
Sure. So I've been with Cognizant for 14 years. We're a U.S. company listed on the NASDAQ. We're part of the NASDAQ 100, the Fortune 500. We have over 29,000 employees in the U.S. The work we do, it's a combination of consulting work, helping clients figure out you know, what their strategy is and how they want to execute it. We do a broad range of IT work, building systems, maintaining systems, helping clients leverage new technologies like cloud and mobility and analytics. And then we maintain systems for clients once they're built. And finally, we do something known as business process services, where we'll do various types of transactions, whether it's analytics for clinical trials or fraud detection in the insurance industry. So a full range of business services. We operate in almost all states in the U.S. We have just a great professional workforce. We're considered one of the great places to work. We're one of the fastest growing companies in America. We have a $28 billion market cap. Close to $9 billion in revenue, and we're just thrilled to be here in Texas, and we see great growth prospects for us in the U.S. and here in Texas.
And I know you've answered variations of this question. What Cognizant does can be based anywhere in the world, so why come here?
Absolutely. We have knowledge workers, and we do work from throughout the world for our clients because we have to find the best people we can. to serve our clients, and we'll do that throughout the world. So we have locations in most continents. Here in the U.S., we work in almost all the states, but we also have to choose a few locations to have our own operation centers. And we're now adding College Station to that list and actually moving our U.S. operating headquarters here. Why are we doing that? Because the environment in the state and the environment in College Station, we think we can attract and retain great talent to support our growth.
You had mentioned earlier acquiring a locally owned company. That would have been who?
We acquired a company recently called SourceNet Solutions, which did finance and accounting work for clients throughout America. And that's forming the basis for our expansion in College Station.
And physically, if you know where you're going to be located locally?
We already have one location that came with the acquisition, and we'll be certainly looking for additional space here in College Station.
And if you would again talk about the projected growth that is planned for the College Station area?
Sure. So let's start with growth in the United States. Over the next 3 years, I expect to hire at least 10,000 more people locally in the U.S. Of that, I expect at least 750 of those new hires will be here in Texas. Hopefully a lot more. And based on the business environment, based on the friendliness of the people here, I think it will be more. In College Station specifically, it'll certainly be a portion of that 750. How many will depend on, can we find the people that we need here? Can we attract the people that we need, as well as how many clients want to put work here? Certainly, I have high hopes for College Station.
And that's the perfect segue then into the Cognizant grant to the STEM program at A&M.
Exactly. So today we announced a $150,000 STEM grant for the BioForce initiative in Texas at A&M. We are one of the largest recruiters of STEM personnel in the country. We need more STEM-educated individuals. They're simply not enough. So we're doing everything we can to help solve the problem, whether it be the grant we're doing here at Texas A&M, the efforts we're doing across the country through our Maker movement to entice elementary school students to get excited about science and technology, through the recruiting we do at 20-plus universities, which now Texas A&M will be one of them. So there's no silver bullet, there's no single solution to solving the STEM problem. But what we're doing here in College Station, Texas A&M, is one piece of what we're going to do to help solve the STEM shortage in America.
And as a result, then, being able to hopefully pick from the cream of the crop, for instance, at A&M, that will be a benefit to Cognizant in the future.
Oh, absolutely. I want to build relationships with the different schools here at Texas A&M, get to know the professors, and learn who are the best students. And I want to hire those students into Cognizant, and they will have wonderful careers in our growing company.